E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. More information coming out about the murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO on the streets of Manhattan yesterday. Norman Hall has the latest.
New York police have released photos of the person of interest wanted in connection with the ambush killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Bryant Thompson. The images showing an unmasked man in the lobby of a Manhattan hostel add to a collection of photos and video that have circulated since the shooting, including footage of the attack itself, as well as still frames of the suspected gunman stopping at a Starbucks beforehand. Investigators recovered ammunition emblazoned with the words deny, defend, and depose, echoing a phrase used by lawyers and insurance industry critics. Members of the public have flooded police with tips, many unfounded. I'm Norman Hall.
In Washington, the head of the Secret Service testified before a House task force investigating the July assassination attempt against Donald Trump in Pennsylvania.
We are reorganizing and reimagining this organization.
Acting Director Ronald Rowe.
The quality of the advance work in preparation for the Butler Farm Show visit absolutely did not meet the expected standards of this agency. Let me be clear. There will be accountability. And that accountability is occurring.
Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy met with lawmakers about President-elect Trump's Department of Government Efficiency and plans to dismantle the federal government. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Government is too big, it does too many things, and it does almost nothing well. And the taxpayers deserve better. They deserve a more responsive government, a more efficient government, one that is leaner and more focused on its primary objectives.
And the head of South Korea's ruling party says it's necessary to suspend the constitutional powers of President Yoon Suk-yeol. This after his brief imposition of martial law earlier this week. Opposition parties are seeking to impeach Yoon. This is AP News. At the White House this evening.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. This Christmas tree lighting is one of my wife Jill's favorite events. So she truly regrets not being here tonight. She's on an international trip in Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Sicily.
President Biden presided over his final White House Christmas tree lighting.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Vice President Kamala Harris also in attendance, Trombone Shorty and Trisha Yearwood among the performers. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.